Tuesday, it means Tech Talk Tuesday with TNS Janse van Rensburg, a band with blog.co.za in studio this afternoon. How's it, my brother?
I'm good. How are you?
Lekker, dude. Lekker. I'm excited because I'm a big Samsung fan and their annual event is coming up this week, tomorrow, which is fantastic. So, what can we expect, my friend? We're always excited for those new phones and tablets and gadgets.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's their second Galaxy Unpacked event of the year. They've got two now. This one being dedicated to the folding devices.
Right, because obviously that's almost like a market of its own.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big talking point is pricing, because you know these things came out 4 years ago, so very, very expensive. But the prices have been coming down. Slowly, but it has been coming down. So a big question on everybody's mind is, what are these prices going to be this year around?
All right, go for it.
So first of all, we've got the Z Fold 5, which is obviously the first version of the big notebook style foldable.
Yes.
So we've got the full screen on the front, and then you fold it open and it's a tablet. So they've been working very hard over the last couple of years to make these designs more durable, right? That's the biggest problem most people have with it. The screens can still crack. The screen protectors can bubble up. And I mean, you're looking at my Z Flip here in my hand and I've got the same problem. So it is something that a lot of people are focusing on. And they've changed the design of the hinge, it seems.
Right.
So the hinge is obviously the most important mechanism in these devices, because it allows that screen to have a teardrop shape on the inside, meaning you won't have such a deep crease. So that's also something we want to see, not a deep crease that you can feel or see very easily. And it's going to have, you know, the latest flagship specs, Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 and 128 gigabytes plus of storage, probably starting at 256 actually, 6 or 8 gigabytes plus of RAM, probably 12 gigabytes of RAM on these devices.
That's not bad.
It's going to be interesting, but again, it's going to be on pricing and durability. Obviously, the Z Fold is still very, very expensive. But for me, the more exciting one is the Z Flip, not only because I have one, but it's going to be a big design change.
Really?
Where the Z Fold is going to look pretty much the same, if rumors are to be believed. So the big change for the Z Flip is going to be the front cover display. So, you know, the current ones have a tiny little display there. It's semi-useful, you know, I've got some notifications and you don't need to open up the folding mechanism every single time you get a notification, which is pretty cool, but it's effectively like a dumbed down smartwatch on the front of the you know, that's the thing. And what they're changing now is the entire front is also going to be a display now.
There we go.
Much like you've got on the Z Fold.
There we go.
So they've had to do this because other players have started to do this in the markets, and they're obviously under a lot of pressure because they are the market leader. But yeah, that's the big headlining feature for me, is going to be that display. Is it going to be way more useful? Is it essentially going to be a little mini square phone on the front of your phone? That's what we hope to see. And then, of course, the cameras need to be upgraded, because the Z Fold family and the Z Flip family don't have as good cameras as, you know, on the Galaxy S23 Ultras and those devices. So that's all the things that we're hoping to see with these folding devices: lower prices, more durable, and to see what new features they can bake into the software with these new displays.
I love that. I love where they're going with it, because, I mean, obviously, I'm so glad that they're addressing it, because those hinges, I mean, they are working. If you take a look at how often you use a phone, and especially if you have a flip phone, open, close, and I remember the hinge issues right at the beginning when they launched the first original folding phones and the screen technology. I mean, those were the two issues. So it looks like we're in for a win. Yeah.
We hope so. We hope so. And again, I think a lot of it's going to hinge, no pun intended, on the on the price, because the Z Flip's price has come down significantly over the last couple of years. It's, you know, normal flagship pricing now. And they're under pressure because Motorola has launched a similar device that is about $700, or it's coming soon. They've already launched their $1,000 competitor, but they're going to have a cheaper foldable, which is very, very interesting. So I think Samsung is going to have to play kind of to that market to remain, you know, the leader for foldable phones.
Now, just before we wrap, do we have any indication of pricing?
The best we know at the moment is it's not going to be more expensive.
Okay.
So we're hoping it's going to be cheaper.
All right. Thank you very much, Tien. It's appreciated. Well, that's very, very exciting. I know that you are going to be there yourself as well tomorrow.
100%.
Which is going to be awesome. And looking forward to your feedback once again. But for those who's in the market for some upgrades pretty soon, hey, you might just have a brand new Samsung flip phone. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.